bottom of the hour. Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com and every Monday morning on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Happy Mother's Day, Melody.
Thank you.
Yeah, how was it?
Did you have a good day?
It was good. Low-key.
Low-key?
All good, yeah.
Good.
George, prepare breakfast in bed?
No. I did get a very, very large bouquet of flowers.
All right. We're talking today about estate planning as we look at the way that Prince did not have a will and everything is up for grabs. Some 700 people now
have claimed
that they're related to him. The importance of estate planning.
Yes, I wanted to bring this up precisely because of Prince and the death and the shocking news that he didn't have a will. But I want to underscore the fact that, you know, when people think about wills, they think this is just such a morbid topic. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to think about it. But this is about ensuring that you're protecting your loved ones, that they can benefit from your generosity, and they don't. You aren't left them to sort this out, and especially important if you have dependents.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are the rules of estate planning?
So the first thing is just understanding what an estate is. A lot of people think when I say the term estate, it means that you're rich. That is just not true. It's simply all the property that you own, and that could be outright or it could be jointly with another person. It could be real estate. It could be a bank account. It could be a car. It could literally be a dining room table. It could even be your pet. So it's just your personal belonging.
And if you don't have a will?
Well, the state decides what happens to everything. They decide your medical care. They can decide the distribution of your property at death, just exactly what's going on with Prince. Medical decisions may or may not reflect the values and your priorities. And so not having a living will and a will can dramatically affect your life. So a living will dictates your medical wishes. Mm-hmm. And that's in case of an emergency, and it can allow an autopsy, organ donation. Do you want to be buried or cremated? You know, all of those kind of things. And a last will and testament spells out how your assets will be distributed and utilized following your death. So just the difference between them. Living will, think, you know, your medical care, and last will and testament, think death.
So if you get into an accident or in the case of there's a UAB football player who was brain dead. And so you making your plans on how you want your end of life care as well as beyond that.
That's exactly right. I remember a lot of people remember Terry Schiavo. She
yeah.
was the one who kept on life support
yeah.
for a very long period of time as her parents and husband fought over you know, what would happen to her. And so that's a classic example of if you don't want to be in that situation, you want to spell out either keep me on life support or don't. But, you know, there's some basic things you also want to think about. You know, what kind of property and assets you want to leave to friends, family, charity? How do you want those things distributed? If you want your daughter to receive your grandmother's earrings, you got to specify it. The next thing is, this is a big one, who's the guardian of your dependent children if they're under the age of 18, and tell them. You know, ask them permission. Don't just write that into a will without speaking to them about it. I think there was some discussion that Michael Jackson had named someone as guardian of his children that hadn't accepted that responsibility at one point. You also want to make sure you name someone who's going to manage this transition for you in terms of the bank accounts and closing them out and paying your taxes or debt or making sure things go to the right people. So an executor. And then just spelling out how anything should be paid. If someone owes you money, are you going to forgive that in your death and just say, you know, forget about it, or do you want that money paid to your heirs? Those are the kind of things that are specific that you really do have to spell out.
And inheritance taxes.
Exactly. Inheritance tax. Although if you have an estate that's under $5 million, the inheritance issue is the tax issue. Oh. Is not problematic.
That's not going to be a problem for me.
So, the other thing is, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about this with their heirs, and I'm a believer in, of course, age appropriate, helping people to understand what your plans are so that it's not a shock. And then when it comes to your own, maybe you have elderly parents or an aunt or uncle that you're very close to, trying to understand what they want as well so you get it right and you're not guessing.
I know this is my friends and I get together on the cruise and we have these what we call roundtable discussions and what have you. And this year was for us to get our affairs in order and to talk about all the same things you're talking about. And because I think this is the case of Prince. I don't know. I'm just saying that we just think that we're invincible. We're not going to die. But you have situations like this where you just really have to come forward and face the facts that we're not going to be here and anything could happen at any given time. And as you say, you just have to have a real form in order to know what you need to do and who gets the information too. Right. Not just that you have it, but that you share it with others.
And I don't want the Prince part, you know, is overwhelmed by the fact that obviously he had great wealth. And so all these people are coming out of the woodwork, but it still matters for everyday people. And the idea that this invincibility is something that I think we forget about. We just don't want to think about this issue. But again, if you have dependents, it is a responsibility. The idea that someone else is figuring this out for you is probably not what you want. And it's easy to do. You can go to just a Staples or an office product store and get a legal document. LegalZoom has them on their website, just a last will and testament. Or you can obviously hire a lawyer. Just don't do the back of an envelope, napkin kind of thing.
Yeah.
Try to get a legal document. They're easy to print out online. Or
but the back of an envelope, that doesn't count?
I would prefer you not do it.
Or a coaster from the casino. No.
Listen, but a back of an envelope is better than nothing. Yeah. So let's put it that way.
Okay.
Make sure someone witnesses you doing it.
So it doesn't cost anything to prepare a will. You can go online and just download.
You can go online and do them, and it's little to nothing online. I think the issue is if you hire an actual lawyer, there will be some more cost there. But we're not talking exorbitant cost.
Okay, all right.
Serious topic.
Yeah. Melody Hobson, Money Mondays.